this came to my wonders. I decided that this writing get back credited and accept different types of body and suffer. Body means those who understood this fact and disgusted about the line is fine. One who has the tendency to enjoy this material world and they are taking advantage from God. Give me good wife, give me good wealth, good being, good enjoyment. They are not in the mood. They are in the very nascent stage.
Nascent stage?
Lower stage. Vairagya buddhya nija bhakti yoga. That is one verse written by Sarvamata Acharya. That is the name. Sikkhartham. Bhakti yoga. Nija bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means devotion to Krishna. And that is vairagya. How to love, renounce this world. Otherwise, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up his dear salam? He is the same person. Why in Govasani gave up their mistress? By the personal gear and their soul. This is not required. It is vairagya. So under the circumstances, those who have no vairagya, they cannot live in the temple. They are taking advantage of the temple facility for their ascension. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
But that should be stopped. So to live with wife together as Grihastha and enjoy Grihastha life at the same time to live in temple, it should be discovered. Temple is meant for brahmacharya and sannyasa, mainly. Not for you, because they have got inclination, danger. Who? Live with wife means in general. They will have sex. This will be discovered. But one who is absolutely required they also cannot be allowed to live together. In bad way. Suppose if one is Grihastha, he is in devotional service, but he has nobody to look after his wife. In that case, the wife can live in the temple But separately we come out. Not together. But together living is very distant. It is not at all. This is the point. At least this should not be entered.
Generally in our temples, within the temple building, no grihasthas live together. But in the temple compound, that is to say, around the temple, there may be other buildings. There they live together. But it's...
I'm speaking within the temple.
I think practically all over the society that has been stopped, the grihastha living together with white. I don't think there's any case like that. But in the adjoining buildings, they live
together. Adjoining buildings, but the temple should not provide them with salary. That is the same thing.
Generally, the temples are providing them with apartments.
Okay. And that is temple.
Yeah.
If I were from a tenant, they're living there. But they have no connection with the temple. Now that the temple is paying them.
In other words, if the temple provides an apartment, it's the same as paying a salary. In other words, giving an apartment is the same thing as providing a salary.
All that apartment, what is this? They're giving high salary. Because his service is essential, I like to take apartment. Take prasad. But why salary? That is the question of salary. What is Bodhidharma? In all circumstances, the salary process should be stopped. One who wants salary, he can work on salary.
But actually, even if you don't give a salary, if you give an apartment and you give food and you give all these other things, for someone to maintain his household life.
Because his service is essential.
But that has to be determined very strictly.
Yes. Whether his service is absolutely required. So he did it.
That is the factor. That point must be clearly known.
So he's trying to practice. Because Sivan Mukhi, if he gives service, then gradually he will know. Sivanmukhi hi jivadu sāme vasthoke. God realization means service. The more you give service to the Lord, the more you become advanced. So one who is giving service, dedicated life, so maybe, but no salary. They may live in the temple, women separate, men separate.
But the actual thing is that they're being living together in an apartment, and the temple is paying for that apartment. They're not living separately in the temple.
What do you think?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles is very pretty going on. The name of Vaishnava is there, drawing salary, living comfortably, having sense and joy. That's a talk. So you call high officers, you think of anything.
Vairagya should be cultivated.
Hmm?
Vairagya.
Should be. Vairagya, Vairagya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says clearly that Niskin Chanasa Bhagavad Bhajanun Vata. Bhagavad Bhajan. To become devotee of the Lord means he's disgusted with this material. For him, Bhagavad Bhajan. Because if I become disgusted with something, I require and change. Similarly, Bhagavad Bhajan is for him who is absolutely disgusted with this material. And anyone who has got little interest in material enjoyment, he is not fit for Bhagavad Gita. He will have to accept again this material world. Either he become Brahma or become an ant in his tomb. According to his karma. Karmanādaimanatrena jantardeno. He'll have to develop certain type of body according to his desire of India. This is nature. Then where is the question? I'm going back home, back to God. Why so many varieties of life? There is Brahma and there is ant in these two. So, Vairagya Vidyana. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayogita. Janayati asu vairagyam. And vairagyam means gyananta. When one is in full knowledge that to remain in this material world is useless for you. Gyanam. I'm simply wasting my time by repetition of birth and death. Then he can have Vairagya. Stop this. If this sense is not arrogant, there is no Vairagya. It is not so easy. Karmabhuta prasannātma na svacati nakār. That is Vairagya. So Vairagya, otherwise, why big, big person, they renounce everything. Bharata Maharaj, young man, the emperor of the whole world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally, teaching, young man, good, beautiful wife, young wife, so affectionate mother, so much honor in this society, in our community. So beautiful body. Takta sudustadu sudev sudarajila. Sudev sudar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position was even the demigods they desire such kind of love. But he is still here. Of. That is teaching. That is Sarvam Bhaktacharya says, Vairagya Vidya, Yava Sikhartam, to teach others. He understood that they are to teach others. Vairagya Vidya. He is the Supreme Person. Vairagya Vidya, Yava Sikhartam, Sikhartam, Eka Purana Purusham, that is your Supreme Lord. Now he has appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sarirala. He has accepted one body as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So these things will be installed. They should live comfortably through as in Tanuai, children, and take salary from the society. This is not so bad. Besides that, in our devotees, it's clearly 50% for printing work and 50% for... So, it cannot go like that. Those who can give voluntary service, well, otherwise, you don't require. At least they should not be given any salary. That is very bad. This is against principle.
I was reading the life sketch of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He always maintained a government service job, and still.
Again, so much service. Of his family maintenance. He could have renounced, but he said that the family has to maintain. Markat Bhairagya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was against giving sannyas. He didn't like the Babaji's. Markat Bhairagya, superficially. Markat Bhairagya means monkey. They live naked, eat fruit, live in the jungle. That is Vairagya. But Sri doesn't wise. Markat Bhairagya. Markat means monkey. Superficially Vairagya. Nanga Baba. They eat vegetable foods, live in the jungle, no house, no house, everything like Vairagya. But sex. Yeah, I've seen in Vrindavan, they have got a party. Each month. Woman's party. And the male will come to any event, now ready. You can see. Makkal Bhairagya nahi karo log dekhai. This should not be important. And gradually it deteriorates.
The Christians had that happen to them.
Hmm?
the Christian religion had that deterioration. Everything deteriorated more and more into Sanskrit.
Because they have no fellow philosopher, it is simply official. They have nothing, no knowledge, no nothing. Simply that dress and cross, yeah.
Just like the original, when Jesus was there, and he had 12 disciples, they simply gave up everything and traveled with him and tried to preach. So they were renunciates, living simply whatever they could take, nothing more, and devoting their lives to God. But the followers later on, more and more, they added the degree of sense gratification. Till now, you can't see any renunciation at all within their order.
They're drinking, they're having homosex, they're encouraging homosex, giving man-to-man marriage, you know. This is all right. Doing everything down there.
Actually, they're leader.
And they're confident, they cannot stop committing sin, and Jesus Christ said, come for me. That will be very good leader. That you can do whatever nonsense you like. And if you keep our faith in Jesus Christ, and yourself. Papa Vishu, Namna Dolam, Papa Vishu. Great offenders.
Came up is I'm going to try to phone Mr. Rajda now. Going to try to phone Mr. Rajda. And considering that the Prime Minister may not have that much time, we had discussed that he should come here to meet you. But suppose if we fix up, say, a minimum time, if he can't come here, say at least a half hour undisturbed, something like that. Is it possible to fix in the city, or we should just insist that?
He's suggesting that if the Prime Minister can't give that much time, whether you would go to see him. Actually, if you give the idea that Prabhupada wants to see him in the morning hours.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I mean, if he says that's not
that
possible.
That is not respectful.
No.
Not at all respectful.
Then he does not know how to honor the senses. You have to be. There's no respect for Sankirtan. It's better than Sankirtan. Then use it.
Then nothing will come of it anyway. And if we give this opportunity that he come in the morning, if he...
apart from that, if he has got that sense that I am very good man, then he wants to come here. Use it. He cannot do anything.
That's what I thought.
Very beginning.
On the wrong foot.
No, he has to come to see the show. There's so many examples in the Shastra of great personalities.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see. Now what to speak of going there?
I agree with you.
Big kings, Akbar, Man Singh. Very good.
No, I agree with you completely.
Did he demand it like that?
No, when I spoke to Mr. Rajda, I said that the Prime Minister should come here, and Mr. Rajda agreed. But just now when I just spoke to Gopal, I was on my way to make the call. So he said that I should just ask you about this. I was just going to phone, and I mentioned to Gopal, Krishna Prabhu, that I was going to make this call. So I said that, you know, the Prime Minister was going to be coming here. So I said that I also, in the call, I wanted to make that very clear, so there was no mistake. And he said that, well, he might be too busy to come here, and that he...
Gopal?
Yeah. So I thought it would be better just to... Yeah. No, I agree completely. I mean, you're millions and billions of times greater than anyone, so there's no question.
No, apart from that.
I know it's...
One has no proper respect for himself.
Yeah,
you
won't...
Respect.
Yeah.
You cannot have any benefit for it. Or neither he can derive it.
Yeah. Because he'll think he has nothing to learn, that he is already in the best position.
We don't require anything from that. But for the whole human society, we can suggest him to do like this. That is our... So we don't require anything.
I know that. This is
of
your...
Course. Sometimes we are in difficulty. We ask them something.
That's their duty anyway. Chhatriyas should provide protection for the saintly person.
Anyway, our real protector is Krishna.
Yeah.
He is. Because we've seen so many difficulties. Nobody could see any solution. But
one Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee was ordered to be hanged.
I didn't know.
Gopinath Portana.
Yes.
All the devotees approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking that he asked to kill him. That's true. Well, I can know. He has done something wrong, but of course, he was saved and by taking the mom with Guru. But he never did. Actually respectful, you can ask me. It is a difficult job. Isainam Sambhavam Natura. We cannot keep so strictly, but these are the principles taught by Chaitanya.
So that principle about living together and salaries,
that
is meant to apply everywhere in the society.
Oh, yeah. This is exploitation.
I know. Since I've been preaching more, I've been able to see how much labor and endeavor is going in just to maintain so many idle people. I know you've been saying this for a long time, and now, you know, I feel the strength to actually change that, and only those who are really sincere workers can stay.
Others don't need. We need their service, but not by being salaried. That is not good.